It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown creature.
Notice the pain in places where most people never go. And when they ask us for money, do we make an excuse and roll up our car windows? Who knows but the man on the corner, the mother struggling to survive, the child who needs encouragement to believe their dreams can thrive. But then we lie to ourselves when they ask for help, and we tell ourselves it's all heartfelt. But sharing a meal with the hungry, sometimes spare change is not enough. Giving a coat when winter comes, more than once, y'all, we have to keep it up. It's offering words of encouragement. I'm here. What do you need? Can I feed you spirituality? When they believe their life is done, show them with God they can succeed. In the eyes of God, you're my sisters and brothers, and God gave to us so we can help one another, not the other way around, not to put people down, because a smile can change a morning, it can make your day bright, a kind word can heal a scar, the right words can make things right, a helping hand can remind someone what we're living for, and how valuable they truly are in the eyes of the Lord. And when our journey here is over and we stand at heaven's door, man, we won't be judged by what we gather, but how we help the poor, man. For a life spent serving others, though humble it may seem, leaves footprints on the hearts of many and fulfills heaven's highest dream. And I'll end it now because I know you know what I mean. Stay humble, y'all.
Unknown Preacher LA, wow, what a blessing. Living Water Project, what an event. Miles B, Natasha, One Heart, Soup for Soul did their thing. We're out here, they're about to do the foot washing part. And we go from there, but also too, let me see if I can find my co-host Tatiana and see what's going on with her. This is such an event. Wrapping it up now, not too hot, but so the music playing, but I ran into my producer. The album is dropping, y'all, June 29th. I got my man 9 p.m. in the house. What's up, 9 p.m.?
What up, what up?
Yes, yes. He's out here. Then I got my boy Miles B.
Yeah,
yep, yep. He's featured on two of my songs on the album.
Yeah, I just found that out today.
Yep, yep. It's dropping, bro. You just, well, you know why?
Somebody just told me, they just emailed me, hey, man, what's up? I said, you know, I'm at the war show, so.
I just was able to solidify the date. And then I got my co-host over here, Tatiana. What's happening to you?
Great question. Questions that need answers. I don't know what's happening.
Well, I see your own people do you like that. See, Miles gave me the business. Now Tatiana, Grayson, 9 p.m., the only one who been nice to me. He a good guy, that's why. Let me walk over here to the feet washing part. Come on! Uh-oh, Micah.
No. Let my man fall.
All right. Thank y'all, man. See y'all soon. We'll talk soon. So, Tatiana, what do you think about the service of the event so far?
I think it's been beautiful. I really like the part where people were sharing their testimony.
Yes, yes.
I like that part.
Yes.
And the music and the vocalizing and this is sharing good message. I honestly wasn't expecting it. I was expecting it to be feeling like a festival. You talk from booth to booth. I know there's gonna be messages and spiritual moments and praying over people. So that was nice. That's beautiful.
You ain't said nothing about my spoken word.
You know what? To be honest, can I be real right now?
You ain't like.
No, somebody came up to me and was like trying to talk to me right as you went on the stage, and she was talking. And then she was like, can I read you these scriptures? I said, can you read them after my friend finishes this poem? And then she was like, oh, sorry. And then you said like two more sentences. And so I missed the whole thing. I'm like, girl.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. But now we're walking over here. So we're ending this event with the foot washing portion. And as I was saying when I was on stage, you know, it's twofold. The first part is the humility piece of this. And, you know, I took it out of John 13 where Jesus gathered the disciples and the Bible says he knew who he was and where he came from, where he was going, and all authority had been given on to him. And he kneeled down to wash their feet. But we're talking about the humility in it, the act of kindness and what it means. And it's just a beautiful thing because, you know, the world will tell you that the greatest people are being served, but really the greatest people are the ones who serve. And that's really what the message is. And also too, you know, so often we get caught up in seeking our own desires where really the Bible is, and Jesus is telling us that we should love thy neighbor. So we're over here now. I'm going to try to catch some of the volunteers and talk to them about their experience. And well, let me check in with T and see if there's anything she wants to say before I engage the volunteers.
I guess I want to say thank you for everybody who came out. Thank you for everybody for your willingness for amplifying the event and for all of the people who donated and spent their time out here. It's hot on a Saturday. So it's just really beautiful to see people willing to give up their time in that way when they could be in the house sleeping and watching TV.
Amen.
So thanks for spending your time.
Thank y'all. So I'm ready to walk over now and engage some of our volunteers. Hello, hello. How are y'all? First, wanted to really thank y'all for what y'all are doing. I'm Alondo, Unknown Preacher LA, and I just wanted to talk to you all the twofold. What did you think of the service, and then what led you to this portion? Because I really do commend you all for volunteering for the foot washing service. So yeah, tell me what did you think about the service so far?
I actually was taken totally to a some very special place.
Yes.
That I don't have really great words for, but I can tell you the testimony, you know, the ministry, the foot washing part, all of that really spoke to me. And I'm doing the foot washing because I know how important feet are for health.
Amen.
And, you know, many of us neglect our feet, and not for a good thing, because many people end up, you know, having serious problems as a result of neglect. So when I thought about different things I could volunteer for, that was one which I thought, you know, I probably can do the most good there. You try to fit in where you feel like, you know, your gifts might be or where you could.
Amen.
And you can talk to folks while you're doing the foot washing. We were just talking about,
yes,
you know, had
yes,
you ever done it before?
Yeah. I would absolutely love to be a part of that experience.
Yeah.
That's great. And you...
Yeah.
I've seen you talk to my co-host a few times, Tatiana. Yeah. So what did you think of this wonderful service, and then the foot washing portion? What led you to this section to volunteer?
Just how awkward it is to be a participant.
Oh, wow.
And meaning if I was going to have my feet washed, I would be like, humiliated, embarrassed.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's also very spiritual.
That's right.
And it's hard to describe what a person can go through as they're getting their feet washed. Yeah. And hopefully they'll feel loved.
Amen.
There was a ton of love here today.
Yes.
From the food to the volunteers to the testimonies, and knowing some of these people before the testimony happened in their life is even all the more to see what a powerful God we have. Mm-hmm. He is powerful.
Yes. Thank you so much. Heartfelt.
Well, thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Absolutely. All right, I'm going to creep over to the woman of the hour if she.
I'm using everything from over here to over here. So we never tear down half your people.
All right, can I talk to the woman of the hour real quick? So, Kelsey, what do you think? I'm putting you live, and I didn't say you're saying prompt too.
This is impromptu.
Yeah.
I pray that everyone here today felt his presence, and
amen.
I pray that souls were won for his kingdom, and I pray that with that fresh wind, that new thing was accomplished, and I pray that everyone felt his love, and that that they felt seen, loved, and acknowledged. And I'm just grateful for everyone that could come, everyone that has brought here, all the volunteers, all the people that dedicated their time and their energy and their efforts. We're incredibly grateful. And I don't have any more words.
Those are beautiful words. And that's Kelsey Felton, y'all. Super soul, the visionary, the person who saw this a long time ago. So we God bless you, Kelsey.
It's better than doing
one.
You might end up missing.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions? You're looking at me like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? So Waymakers, and I'm gonna go out and find Latanya and Everett too, because they are phenomenal. And you are
Jasmine.
Okay. And you're part of Waymakers. I see it on your shirt.
This is my second time volunteering.
Really. So are you from Wilson too, or are you just
from Greenville? But I live in Wilson, and so I connected with them because I'm actually starting my own
Okay.
So that's how I got connected.
Well, we have to talk then.
Yeah.
With some things. So what do you think so far about
this? Amazing. You know, I seen God move on today. And I give God all the glory and all the praise for just seeing, you know, people's souls get in touch. It's what a joy it brings me. So, but yes, amazing service.
Yes, indeed. And real quickly, the nonprofit that you started, what type of service?
Mine is Cox Outreach Ministry, which has not launched yet, but I plan to go out there in the community and serve the gospel while serving food, hot meals to the vulnerable areas, the areas that's open, the areas that people don't feel comfortable, you know, going into the church. So God laid on my heart to go out there where they are.
Amen. Thank you, Jasmine. All right, that was Jasmine. Now I'm gonna go to the Jasmine I know, because did you know this Jasmine?
I met her.
Yeah, she's phenomenal too. So let's talk to this Jasmine real quickly. All right. Yes, I'm calling you out in front of everyone. This is impromptu. Are all of y'all volunteers for the foot washing? Okay, so I got all of y'all together. So now I'm over here with Jasmine.
Yes, Jasmine Sutton.
That's right. Uh-huh. Who else is here?
Nicole.
Mia.
Denial.
Dania, thank y'all so much. First, what did y'all think about the service? And then what led y'all to volunteer to this portion? Because I really think it's just takes a special, committed and devoted person to say, hey, I'm going to dedicate my time to this part of it.
You just said something that was very crucial. You said dedicating your time. A lot of time when we think of a tithe, we think of just the monetary part of giving a tenth. But I'm really into giving my time, volunteering my services. I believe that I'm a servant leadership. I have great mentors and great advisors that also taught me that. So what led me over to the foot washing, when I seen it on Sign Up Genius, I said, that's where I want to be. I know that Jesus, he was doing the foot washing to his disciples, and I would just want to be a good disciple and set that example.
Hey, man, well said.
You're going to put me on the spot, and I am not the best public speaker. No,
you're fine.
Speak from the heart. It's been great meeting you today.
Likewise. I genuinely feel like a connection with you, you know? And in fact, I want us to exchange phone numbers and kind of keep in touch, because I think we share a lot, you know? Yeah. We have a lot in common. I'm actually here to watch, not really to volunteer, but I want to watch because I want to kind of humble myself, right? You know, to kind of, you know, experience it, you know, it just... I'm not a good public speaker, I'm sorry.
No, that's well said. I really thank you, Nicole.
And wanting to be here today really meant a lot. And I did share before, previously, I wasn't supposed to be here today.
Wow.
My 9-year-old has a football tournament in High Point. But last minute, God said, no, you're going.
Amen.
And they canceled it for today.
Wow.
So I drove 2.5 hours from Charlotte with my daughter and her best friend.
Wow.
To join everybody and kind of help wherever I could.
Yeah. God's presence was really in here. So I don't know if y'all noticed. So there were some issues with the equipment. And did y'all know that? And
I heard about
so,
that.
So yeah, and Tron came to me and he said, I don't know how things are still playing right now. The generator's out.
But God,
man, I'm telling you. Thank you. Uh-oh.
Can you tell she's my child?
I don't know. In the best way possible.
And I don't want to put anyone on blast and call you out and do all that other stuff, but just if you want to just say one or two words, that is fine. That's all.
I brought them really because I want them to kind of look at life from a different perspective.
I love it.
And appreciate the things that they do have because, you know, as teenagers,
they're
always wanting more and they don't ever understand the no. You know, well, why can't you? Well, because we can, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But if when you see things from a different light, you learn to appreciate your parents, your life, your situation, the things that you do have, and understand when parents say, hey, I can't right now, we get it. We get it, Mom. We get it, Dad, you know?
I love it. I just want to thank y'all for your time, and man, God bless you. Thank you for the testimony and the story. Jazz, always thank you, man. Keeping me on my toes. I appreciate you. Jazz volunteered, and I had another event I was hosting, and she called me out. She's like, where are you? You're supposed to be here. You're going to get me to volunteer, and you're not even here. And she did allow me to kind of explain to her that I was hosting another event. So. Thank y'all again.
What if your brand could reach hearts and minds across the globe, from small towns to big cities, from Sunday listeners to weekday grinders? On the Unknown Preacher LA podcast, people tune in from every corner of the earth, drawn by stories that inspire, challenge, and connect us. Now, your business and message can be a part of that connection. Whether you're launching a new product, promoting an event, or expanding your reach, advertising on the Unknown Preacher LA puts your voice where it matters most, right in the ears of a worldwide audience. So don't just reach people, reach purpose. If you're interested, contact us today at theunknownpreacherla@gmail.com.
Black Farmers Hub is located at 1409 Cross Street in Raleigh. Stop by Nature's 360 Cafe for your herbs, favorite acai bowls, smoothies, and juices. And join us for Mental Health, Wealth, and Wellness Mondays.
Come get your $25 fast.
So TapIn is an events ticketing / artist promoting platform. There's three features that come with TapIn, which is really awesome. One, we make it easy to discover events that are in your local area. Also, for artists who are, you know, event planners or organizers who want to sell tickets to their events, we make sure that you keep 100% of your ticket sales. Number two, we wanted to make sure that artists can build a community around themselves and their events. And then number three, a lot of times you'll hear an artist say, visit my website, visit my portfolio, take this QR code. Well, we wanted to make it easy and actually add those portfolios and websites into the app so that it's all in one place. Mm-hmm. So consider it like almost like a one-stop shop for artists and event organizers and planners. Mm-hmm. It is available to download and use. It is on both Apple Store and Google Play Store.
Proverbs 21:5 tells us, if you plan and work hard, you will have plenty. Yet for many, money feels stressful and overwhelming. If you're tired of worrying about bills and debt, there's a better way. Kira Speed, a financial coach, helps individuals and families walk in wisdom and peace with their money. And she can help you build a plan that aligns with your spiritual values and also helps you feel empowered with your money so that you can save, pay down debt, and build wealth for you and your family. Interested in learning more? Visit moneyempowered.com to schedule your free 60-minute consultation.
Hey guys, I'm happy to share with you that we are hosting a STEM hip-hop camp for the town of Fuquay. You go on their website for the town of Fuquay and register for BAM. BAM stands for Building Molecule. Kids will have the opportunity to build neurotransmitters, amino acids, DNA strands with their friends, listening to music, learning the chemistry that's in the music that they listen to. Go register. We'll have some fun together. And also on our website, you can follow us at www.brainstemology.com as well as manifest.com. And follow me on my Instagram page, Professor DOC Scholar. And you'll be able to learn everything about our programming, our summer camps, and even our gear, our clothes, our hoodies, our hats. That's all hip-hop related, STEM related, for the family, for everyone. And I'll see you guys soon. Peace.
Imagine this. She could be your best friend, your sister, your coworker. She could even be you. On the outside, she looks like she has it all together. A nice home, a polished smile, maybe even the dream job. But behind closed doors, silence is her survival. That silence helps no one. One in four women will face abuse in her lifetime. And while some forms of abuse are easy to spot, others hide in plain sight. Behind wealth, success, and respectability, it's called upscale abuse. In John and Susie, One Woman in Four is Susie, author Kelly Jones pulls back the curtain on traditional and upscale abuse. With raw stories, urgent insights, and practical tools, she introduces the powerful BOSS framework, showing how abusers choose, trap, and control their victims. More importantly, she gives survivors and allies the clarity and courage to recognize danger before it's too late. John and Susie isn't just awareness. It's a call to action. It shows how abuse ripples beyond the victim to children, families, friends, even bystanders, and it gives us all the tools to respond with compassion and safety. John and Susie, One Woman Enforces Susie by Kelly Jones, is available on Amazon. Awareness is the first step. Action is the next step. Don't wait.
We be praying to God because he's the only way. Always open to his word, Circle K. Trouble comes, I don't sweat, it's gonna be okay. Pressure comes from others, but you know I never sway. Yo, I ain't ever going back, I will never turn my back. Like I did my ex, fed ex, but the liver tracks. Where you at? It's about your fate, It's not too late. All these haters gonna hate, but they missed the pearly gate. Test your fate. You know that I'm a cool guy. But at the same time, Boulder's Mordecai. They say happiness comes from getting high. Mr. Brown said it best, the devil is a lie. Dropping hits like Thriller, No Limit, Percy Miller. I'm redeemed by the Supreme, got my only healer.
He got me, just believe it or receive it. It's so good to know that he got me. Even in my wrongs, even when I'm weakest, when I'm strong, let me know that he got me. Gotta give him praise, cause he always make a way with no way to let me know that he got me.
Ezra 3:11 talks about God's goodness. Glad that I took it. God is good all the time, and that's what I'm rhyming. Cause when it comes to rhyming, it's all about timing. Sitting in the church, they wanna clap, no denying. Hear that gospel rap, but many churches still ain't crying. You never thought God could love a common man. Psalm 130, all dirty, no one stands. Dropping the mic, winning a fight, bringing the charge, holding the kite. God is coming back like a thief in the night. You can't even sight or understand what's right. Give me back the mic. Let me make it clear, you ain't hold it right. Serving tracks like I'm work tracks, tracks like I'm work. I'm serving tracks like I'm working Red Lobster. Biscuits full of cheese, I gotta sneeze, I chew. God bless these harmonies.
He got me, even in my wrongs. Even when I'm weakest, when I'm strong, let me know that he got me. Gotta give him praise, cause he always make a way with no way to let me know that he got it.
For the attention that you're giving me, I need you quiet like you're listening to the symphony. Still number one to the public, I got enemies. Footprints in the sand, meaning God has always carried me. In the drive-thru, ordering chicken salad. On the radio, a Tasha Cobb ballad. You know I had it on my playlist. So many crosses that you think my first name is Chris.
Don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown.